The Baptism of the Lord, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. When Jesus comes to be baptized, he leaves the hidden years behind, the years of safety and of peace, to bear the sins of all mankind. The Spirit of the Lord comes down, anoints the Christ to suffering, to preach the word, to free the bound, and to the mourner comfort bring. Our everlasting Father prays, with Christ his well-beloved Son, who with the Spirit reigns serene, untroubled Trinity in one. The voice of the Father was heard from heaven. This is my Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to his word. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my Master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The voice of the Father was heard from heaven. This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to his word. The Saviour crushed the head of the serpent in the river Jordan. He released all people from his power. Psalm 111. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth. The children of the upright are blessed. Riches and wealth are in his home. His justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honor. The just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes. Open-handed he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Saviour crushed the head of the serpent in the river Jordan. He released all people from his power. Today a great mystery is revealed to us. The Creator of all things released us from the bonds of our sins in the river Jordan. A Canticle from Revelations 15. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord, for you alone are holy? All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today a great mystery is revealed to us. The Creator of all things released us from the bonds of our sins in the river Jordan. A reading from Acts chapter 10. You know of the great events that took place throughout all of Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached. You know about Jesus of Nazareth, how God poured out on him the Holy Spirit and power. He went everywhere, doing good, and healing all who were under the power of the devil, for God was with him. Responsory. This is he who has come by water and by blood, This is he who has come by water and by blood. This is Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is he who has come by water and by blood. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. This is he who has come by water and by blood. Jesus Christ has loved us and has purified us from our sins in his blood. He has made us a kingdom and priesthood for God and his Father. To him be glory and kingly power for ever. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name, his mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength, and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones, and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus Christ has loved us, and has purified us from our sins in his blood. He has made us a kingdom and priesthood for God and his Father. To him be glory and kingly power for ever. Intercessions. Let us pray to our Redeemer, who humbled himself to receive baptism at the hands of John. Lord, send us your Spirit. Christ, servant of the Father and pleasing to him, send forth your Spirit among us. Lord, send us your Spirit. Chosen one of God, you did not break the crushed reed nor quench the wavering flame. Let all people know your compassion for our world of weakness. Lord, send us your Spirit. You were anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our Saviour. Lead all people to believe in you and so come to eternal life. Lord, send us your Spirit. You are God's light to the nations. Open the eyes of the blind in the baptismal waters of the new covenant. Lord, send us your Spirit. You are the hope of all peoples. Receive the faithful departed into your heavenly kingdom. Lord, send us your Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty, ever-living God, when Christ was baptized in the river Jordan, the Holy Spirit came upon him, and your voice proclaimed from heaven, "This is my beloved Son." Grant that we, who by water and the Holy Spirit are your adopted children, may continue steadfast in your love. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.